Previously on From Shelley With Love, Achieving Your Glittery Goals, we all squealed, OMG, and realized that the seventh month of the year had just graciously knocked on the front door. This shocking realization led me to ask the all-important question, is your big glittery goal becoming a pipe dream? Then we tossed glitter and celebrated all the sparkly, and not so sparkly actions you've already taken to seeing your goal, devotions, resolutions, or dream come to life. Oh yeah, and we also talked about what to do if your big glittery goal was quickly turning into a big gloopy flop. Hey, it happens. And now onto this week's glittery goal focus. Does your glittery goal still make your heart explode with glee? What's the point in pouring valuable sparkly energy, time, and resources into a goal that makes you feel blah? Or worse, seeing your glittery goal through to completion, yay, only to realize that it's not so glittery after all, and in fact, it isn't what you truly want or desire. Boo. It's time to check your beautiful self. Take a seat somewhere comfy and free from distractions. Turn that mobile phone onto airplane mode. Okay, I promise it's only for a hot second. Light your favorite candle and then gently close your eyes. Take a big, deep breath in, filling your lungs completely and exhaling any stress, tension, or any other negative thoughts you might feel swirling around your body or mind. Repeat this step 3 times. Now, ask your heart, gut, or intuition, whatever normally pings your spidey senses, this question. Does my glittery goal still make my heart explode with glee? Sit with that question for a minute. Dig a little deeper than just settling on, yep, still feels good. Do you get butterflies or goosebumps? Does your heart feel like exploding glitter and confetti everywhere? Do you feel a little sick? Does your body feel heavy? Is your heart thumping in your chest? Really listen to how your body responds. Seriously, she has all the answers. Now let's lean a little further into that feeling and identify, why do you feel this way? If you felt butterflies in your tummy, are these excitement butterflies or maybe nervous ones? If you felt sick, was that because this goal pushes you out of your comfort zone or something else? If you felt heavy, was that because you feel overwhelmed or totally out of alignment with your goal? If you felt thumping in your chest, was that because you feel scared, anxious, doubt, or maybe fear? Okay, now you can open your eyes. If you feel a yes, then you're ready to dance your way into next week's lesson. And we'll talk about those feelings a little bit further there. If you feel a no, I want you to know that this is totally okay. Actually, it's freaking awesome. Sometimes during your journey to achieving a big glittery goal, you might realize that what you actually want is something else entirely or something slightly different from your original goal. And love, that's a great thing. This is your opportunity to tweak your original glittery goal or start a fresh one that aligns with what you actually want. A goal that truly lights you up will pull you towards it. And that's not to say that everything will come easily. Yes, there will be hard work involved and at times frustrations, tears, and fears to overcome. But when you feel pulled towards your devotion and truly feel connected to your why, those obstacles and challenges that you may face help you step into being your best sparkly self. Here's what I want you to do. Write down your big glittery goal and how it made you feel when you asked your intuition. If your big glittery goal still makes your heart explode with glee, then share your big glittery goal and how it makes you feel over in the Style Lovers and Glittery Besties Facebook group for some love, encouragement, and sparkly advice. Stay in check with your intuition. Check in with how your goal makes you feel every 2 weeks. Then tweak and tailor your goal to fit you just like your favorite pair of jeans. Hey, you know how good they feel. No more working on something that feels heavy or like you're constantly pushing, uphill. Keep taking those magical steps towards styling a life you love. And I'll toss confetti with you over in our Facebook group. Next week on Achieving Your Glittery Goals. We all know that glittery goals without pretty plans are just pipe dreams, right? So next week, we'll sprinkle pixie dust over your pretty plan. Oh, and I'll share my 3 sparkly tips to a rockstar plan. Head on over to fromshellywithlove.com for even more information about how to achieve your glittery goals. See you next week.